produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Blessings, blessings, and more blessings. Welcome to Leaders of Legacy Radio. I am your host, Minister Mel. Hello, 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 and blessings unto everyone joining us today. We thank you. We thank God for you for tuning in, and we look forward to all that the Lord is going to do today on this broadcast. We're so happy that you joined in with us, and we're delighted for all of our supporters, all of our followers. We just thank you. We thank you and we bless you. Pray you're having a wonderful day today, and just want to get right into what God wants to do today. So we're just going to recap from part one on what it is to be called by his name. Today we're getting into the second part and final part of being called by his name, and what that looks like. What does it mean? The privilege to be called. We touched some of this in part one of being called by his name, and I'm just gonna reference quick the scriptures that we used. What does it look like to be called? We used Micah 6:8, and he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. What does it mean to be called? We reference Matthew 22:14, and it said, for many are called, few are chosen. And in the Passion Translation, it reads, for everyone is invited to enter in, but few respond in excellence. Oh, there was that word, the response to the call. We have to respond to the call. Amen. And third, but not least, John 1:12, but those who embraced him and took hold of his name, he gave authority and privilege to become children of God. And these were the points that we referenced in part one of being called. What does it look like to be called? What does it mean to be called? And the privilege to be called. And we spoke a little bit about called, what it meant to be called, the Greek word kletos, it was related and so close to the word ecclesia, which was church, which meant calling out of church. We are called out of darkness into his marvelous light to be a hope unto the world, to be a hope and share the gospel and good news of Jesus Christ, that there is only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. So, amen. Called out ones, we're calling out to you, called out ones today to live a life of purity and devotion unto him who came to set us free. Amen. So amen. So that's just a little recap from part one in what it meant to be called. Today we're going to touch on what it is to be faithful with being called by his name. Excuse me. What it is to be faithful and being called by his name. The Greek word for faithful is pistos, which means to be trusted, reliable, and active. Do you actively believe and trust and rely on him, his word, and his way? Or do we plan out our own ways and add him into the occasion? You see, because this life, in life, we can get so accustomed to planning our own ways. And in a man's heart, he plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So we could make all these plans and all these things that we want to do and accomplish, but unless the Lord has called us to walk that, it won't come into fruition. It won't come and be a part of his perfect will. We can't walk in the calling of God, but do it our own way. We have to respond to his call and walk in his way, walk in his plan, walk in his perfection. Amen. And in our weaknesses, he's made strong. But when we trust and walk out and remain faithful in who he called us to be, there's nothing that we won't accomplish. There's nothing that we won't accomplish. Amen. You know, God had shared with me the word straddle. And he said, Mel, tell my people no more straddling. And I was like, God, no more straddling. And yeah, he said, no more straddling. Tell my people no longer can they straddle between two opinions, making their own plans and adding me to them. For a man plans in his heart what he will do, but I, the Lord, direct his steps. And I was like, oh, I get it, God. I get it. Now I get it. It's so easy to get caught up in doing what we want. It's so easy to straddle one day in, one day out. One day I trust you, Lord. One day, I don't know. That doesn't seem like it's going to work out. One day I'm all over the place. And then the next day, you know, I want to give God my all. No more straddling. We need to make a choice of which side are we going to be on? Are we going to fully trust him? Are we going to fully walk in his ways? Are we going to fully respond to the call that he's called us to walk out and he's prepared for us? Do we love him with our whole hearts, or do we love him only when he has something good to give? Because all around, even when it's bad, he's still good. Even when bad things occur or things don't work out the way we planned or the way that we thought, he's still a good, good father. He's still a good, good God. He's still a great, great savior. And he still knows the best for us. Amen. Even though, you know, the enemy uses things for our bad, God always turns it around for good. And when we walk out as a called one, as a chosen one, as a faithful one, we understand that we're living, that we're active, that we're reliable, that he can trust us with the calling that he placed in our hands. That's what it means to be faithful. Can he trust you? Can he rely on you to fulfill what he's called you to do? Can he rely on you to speak of him in the midst of those that don't know him? Can he rely on you to share your faith in him in the midst of your unsaved family members? Can he rely on you? Are you active and faithful in your faith when you're at work, when you're surrounded by people that don't know him? Do you actively take him with you and share the truth? Do you actively share your faith? Do you actively live out and walk in the calling, the response? Our response is so imperative. I've been around people that they're Christians and you can't even tell that they're saved sometimes. You can't even tell that they're saved because they resemble the world so much. They resemble the world so much, and Jesus is on the back burner and he's just waiting to be left out. He's waiting to be shared. He's waiting to be spoken about. He's waiting for us to put into action our faith. And that's what it means to be faithful in Hebrews. Hebrews 11 is a whole chapter of people who trusted, actively believing God to do the impossible by faith. They were called and chosen people as well. We look up to them as we continue in our faith. The faith of famers, I call them, the hall of faith, the faith of famers, you know, they were active in their faith. God could rely on them. God trusted them. They responded to the call. They paved the way for us to pick up where they left off and continue in our race. Amen. As called ones, as chosen, as faithful. 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 5 through 11, it says, "So devote yourselves to lavishly supplementing your faith with goodness, and to goodness add understanding, and to understanding add the strength of self-control, and to self-control add patient endurance, and to patient endurance add godliness, and to godliness add mercy towards your brothers and sisters, and to mercy towards others, and unending love. Since these virtues are already planted deep within you," they are deep within us. When we come into the call of knowing who we are in Jesus Christ, these virtues are planted deep within us. "You possess them in abundant supply. They will keep you from being inactive or fruitless in your pursuit of knowing Jesus Christ more intimately. But if anyone lacks these things, he is blind," excuse me, "constantly closing his eyes to the mysteries of our faith and forgetting his innocence, for his past sins have been washed away. For this reason, beloved ones, be eager to confirm and validate that God has invited you to salvation and claimed you as his own." He called you as his own. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. "If you do these things, you will never stumble. As a result, the kingdom's gates will open wide to you as God choreographs your triumphant entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Messiah." And we spoke on that in part one, where that is the reward that awaits for us, an eternal glory, an entering into the Father's kingdom, an entering into heaven. That is the reward of being a called, faithful, chosen one. That's the reward that awaits us as we live out this faith daily, walking faithful, actively, daily sharing our faith. Amen. What does your life look like when it comes to being faithful? Can you be trusted? Are you active? Are you reliable in your faith? We can do nothing to make him love us anymore. Good works will only get you so far. Head knowledge and being scripture smart of him will only do for so long, until there is really no anointing on what you have or what you bring out. You see, and it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. It's the anointing that sets captives free. It's the anointing that stirs up inside of us, that pours out unto others. How can we release within us if there's nothing to be released? We should constantly be being filled up from the river of life that flows from God's throne. There's a river inside of us that should be constantly poured out, flowing out unto others. You will have to get to know him personally daily by reading your word, praying, not just when you need or want something, but desiring to know him more. And that comes about in the secret place, in the secret place, seeking him, in the secret place, seeking him out, in the secret place, just listening, sitting still before him, sitting with your word, sitting with a pen and paper, listening to the Father's still small voice, listening to the Spirit prompt you and urge you, and writing things down, just sitting at his feet, basking in his presence. Amen. We get to know him like that. We get to recognize his voice. How can you know the calling and listen to his call if you don't recognize his voice? We have to learn to shut things out and shut things off and only respond to the voice of our Savior. Amen. Earnestly seeking his face requires us to get to a place where we make the time to sit quiet and be still. Being still is so crucial when you're called. Being still is so crucial when you're called, because we oftentimes want to run ahead of God. We want to run ahead of God and plan and do so many things at one time. And the right thing at the wrong time, it could be disastrous. It could be disastrous. Amen. So it will require us to turn off the TV, to get off of social media, putting our phones down, canceling plans, just to sit with him and listen. How often do we do that? Being faithful will require stepping out of certain relationships, certain friendships that no longer draw you closer to him. Being faithful means he can count on you to fulfill what he is asking or has required. Being faithful will require being faithful will require we accept that his will most likely won't look like anything that we thought. And that's a big one. Will you still respond in this case to the call when his will doesn't look like what you expected? Will you return to the ways that were once comfortable, or will you still walk out and trust the process? Trust the process, because it's an ongoing process to be called. It's an ongoing process, a process where we die to ourselves daily, a process where we're constantly remade over and over and over again. We're being remade, renewed, refined. We're just remade into his image. When we're called ones, when we're faithful to him, we no longer look like ourselves. We look like him. We begin to resemble him. We begin to sound like him. We begin to think like he thinks. We begin to take on the demeanor of Jesus, the purpose, the power, the passion. We begin to take it on. Amen. When we remain faithful in the call. So, amen. So again, ask yourself, I ask you today, are you faithful? What does your faithfulness to the Father look like? What does it look like in your life to be faithful? What does that faithfulness look like? What and who do you resemble in your calling? Amen. It's always good to check ourselves. Whenever anything is going on, the first thing should be we check ourselves. We measure ourselves unto him, according to him, next to him, in the image of him. Amen. So the next point that I have is chosen. So we already spoke about what it looked like to be called, what it looked like to be faithful in the calling, and now the chosen, what it is to be a chosen one called. The Greek word for chosen is eklektos, which means chosen out, select, or can be translated as elect. We are the elect of God, co-heirs with Christ. We are the elect. Yes, many are called, few are chosen, according to Matthew 22:14. The call goes out to all mankind. God calls and chooses. But after that call, there has to be a response. We must respond to the calling. Our response will be the ultimate outcome of being the few chosen that have been called by his name. Because as I spoke in part one, many are called. The invitation goes out to everyone. The invitation goes out to everyone, but few respond in excellence. Few respond in excellence. Amen. You see, the call is evident. Jesus knocks on the door of our hearts, but what we do with it determines everything. Our response to that knock determines everything. When he calls us, we can no longer go about living life as we knew it. We need to be transformed daily. We need to be renewed mentally. Learning the ways of his truth, whether it be by the word of God or sermons, testimony, that's an everyday way of living. That's a being renewed. That's a being steadfast. That's a being hungry. That's remaining faithful to that call. Faithful when your heart feels like it's failing and you want to resort back to everything that was once comfortable. When everything in life is falling apart and you don't know which way to go, it's gonna call for you to remain faithful and press through the seasons of doubt, press through the seasons of loneliness, pressing through the seasons of uncertainty, pressing through those times where there's nobody there, because sometimes there's going to be nobody there. And do you have the power inside of you to call on him to lift you up? That's what it looks like to be chosen. That's what it looks like to be called out. We are called by his name to be the elect of God. How do you represent him in your daily living? Oof. How do you represent him in your daily living as a called out one, as a chosen one of the Lord Most High, the King Jesus, our Messiah? How does your life look like daily in representing him? That'll preach right there. That'll preach in itself right there, because a lot of people won't come to a church building. So we must be the church outside of the walls. We will be the only Jesus some people respond to. Those under the sound of my voice right now, I feel the Spirit of God on this. You might be the only Jesus that people come across. You might be the only one sharing Jesus that people will ever hear. What does your faithfulness to him look like? What does your life look like? Does your life point to him, or is your life messy with the things of the world straddling back and forth? Is your life transparent and transforming into the power of Jesus Christ, or is it confusing and send mixed signals to people that are looking for answers? People are looking for the answers, and we have them. Jesus, he's the answer. Jesus, he's the way. Jesus, he's the truth. Jesus, he's the life. We have the answer inside of us. Amen. And I'm going to begin closing with this. We are called by his name to be the elect of God. And Colossians 3, 5 through 17 says this. Live as ones who have died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as ones who have died to the desires for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. When you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God against these acts of disobedience. That's how you once behaved, characterized by your evil deeds, but now it's time to eliminate them from your lives once and for all. Anger, fits of rage, all forms of hatred, cursing, filthy speech, and lying. Lay aside your old Adam self with its masquerade and disguise, for you have acquired new creation life, which is continually being renewed into the likeness of the one who created you, giving you full revelation of God. In this new creation life, your nationality makes no difference, nor your ethnicity, nor your education, nor your economic status. These matter nothing, for it is Christ that means everything, as he lives in every one of us. Therefore, as the elect of God, so robe yourself with virtues of God, since you have been divinely chosen to be holy. Be merciful as you endeavor to understand others, and be compassionate, showing kindness towards all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable in your patience with others. Don't be easily offended. Don't let things get on your nerves. Don't take everything so personal. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release the same gift of forgiveness to them. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the psalms and with festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your hearts. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and bring you constant and bring your constant praises to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you. Amen and amen. The word of God is living and active in each of us when we are called. And we respond to the word. We respond to the call. We respond to who he's called us to be, who he created us to be. We're called to put off the old former things. We're called to put it off and take on the new man in Christ and rise with him. So may we be a people that are called by his name, a people that are faithful to the calling, a people that are not only called, but chosen, that respond to the call of Christ. Amen. And bring about a difference, bring about a transformation in our world, in our cities, in our villages, in our homes, in our families. May we be a people that bring about transformation power of Jesus Christ to the nations. We have been called to go to the nations and speak and be a voice to the nations. Inside of you, there's nations that need to be reached because of what you have to share, because of your response to the calling. So everyone under the sound of my voice, I charge you today to respond to the high calling of Jesus Christ. If you feel the tugging in your spirit that he's calling you, that he's tapping on your heart, it's so easy as responding, yes Jesus, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart, Jesus, and be Lord and Savior of my life, Jesus. I can't go on, Jesus, the way I've gone all this time, Jesus. I need you, Jesus, to direct me. I need you, Jesus, to guide me. Spirit of the living God, fill me today, fill me afresh, fill me anew. Let this be our heart's cry, let this be our desire. If this is your desire, I just ask that the Lord fill you to full capacity today and bring you in as a son or daughter. Bring you in. We welcome you into the family of Christ. We welcome you into the family of Christ. If you made the decision to follow after Jesus today, we welcome you into the family of Christ. And we bless you. We bless you. May he keep you. May he guide you. May he use you for his glory. May he give you strength. I pray a supernatural strength over everyone tuned in today. A supernatural strength, a supernatural love, a supernatural peace, a supernatural endurance to endure the hardships. May fear be broken off of you. May fear be broken off of your life. May your lips speak of the goodness of Jesus that saved you, that called you out of darkness into his marvelous this night. Amen. May he fill you with grace, with peace, with abundance. May his love overflow in you and through you, touching all that you come across. All that you come across, may they be transformed and pointed into the Savior, Jesus. So I bless you. I bless you today. I bless everyone for tuning in. I thank you. I thank you. And until next time that we gather and tune in, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he protect you and shield you. May he guard your coming and your goings, your getting down and your rising up and your laying down. May your family be blessed. May everything you do prosper, and may he keep you until we come together and join again. Grace and peace be yours in the name Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Take care. God bless you all. God bless you all. If you would like to contact us here at Leaders of Legacy, or need any specific prayers, or just want to share some input on how you've been blessed through the broadcast, or just anything that lays on your heart, I encourage you to email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. You can send us an email, let us know where you're tuning in from, share in how you've been touched through the broadcast, or you have any specific prayer that you need. We'll be praying for all of our listeners, and we just bless you again. That's enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. We bless you and we thank you. Have a wonderful week. Until we meet again, amen and amen. Take care.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.